What do you need to see from Jalen Reagor during the preseason? Because obviously last year as a first-round pick, it just wasn't a terrific year. So what do you want to see?
Yeah, it wasn't. I think with Jalen Reagor, a lot of it was mental. And that's not a knock on him. He's a young kid coming into a tough situation. But I think it can kind of go one of two ways with him. We know he reads stuff. We know he's active online and on Twitter, and he knows what people are saying about him. Now, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I know everyone's first initial reaction to that is block it out, don't listen to it. Some guys use it, and I think for him, it's really about channeling it the correct way. And if he can do that, then I think he can make it a positive. And I just want to see him play looser. Last year, it just looked like he wasn't himself. He wasn't the dynamic, explosive player he was at TCU. It looked like he was kind of overthinking at times, and that happens a lot with young players where they're thinking more than they're reacting, thinking more than they're allowing their ability to shine through. So some of this is also incumbent on the coaching staff to say, hey, we want to get this guy involved. We think he can do this, this, and this. And now Nick Sirianni has to look at it and figure out ways to get Jalen Reagor involved. If that means a shallow crosser, so be it. If that means a wide receiver screen, just ways to get the ball in his hands and let him create, let him feel comfortable. I think that'll go a long way. So it's not all on Jalen Reagor. I think most of it is, but the coaching staff can help him out a little bit more this year, too.